Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
AT&T connects an ode to podcast. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream, connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream, connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with the 3-hour philosophy show, change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower, now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. And we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And we are just moments away from game two of the Western Conference Finals. I know you're excited about it because the ratings for these NBA playoffs have been the highest in 8 years. No LeBron, no Kevin Durant after the first round, no Chris Paul after the second. No problem. No Kawhi. No Paul George. Many other big name players from this era out. Russell Westbrook, Anthony Davis out. No problem. The new generation of stars is emerging, but some old heads still want to hold it down. And that's Steph Curry, Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, and the Golden State Warriors against the best young player in the world, Luka Doncic. And Golden State up 1-0. Blew him out in game one. We'll see what happens in game two. Rob is predicting that Dallas upsets them and takes control of the series. I'm predicting a Golden State win, but I'm predicting a better performance from Luka Doncic. Rob, let us go to the NBA draft. And we talked about it with Aaron Torres, our college basketball analyst on the show. And he said, he admitted that, look, there's a lot of names at the top of this draft. He mentioned Banchero from Duke, who's a really nice player, no doubt about it, and has been known for a while. And he, a lot of people think, you know, he said he would take him number one. I've watched him. I like him. You can't help but like him to some
degree.
You
don't love him.
Yeah, I don't. And I don't know. Look, Duke, was he held back a little? And I'm not putting anything on Coach K. Obviously, he did a great job this year. But, you know, it's a system. So sometimes you may not get to shine and show everything. But I just saw, I don't know. I thought he could have been a little more dominant. He's got great size, handle, plays outside for that size. And I just thought he could have been a little more dominant at that level going to the rim than I thought he was. But certainly a top prospect. And, you know, a lot of people like him. Jabari Smith, Rob, from Auburn, I think Auburn. A lot of the people are big on him. And he is a top player. What I've seen, I mean, he could shoot it. I think he shot 42%, Rob, from three as a 6'10 guy. So that says a lot.
Incredible. That's an incredible number right there.
Yeah, yeah. There's no doubt about it. That is fantastic. And he's got some athleticism with him as well. Rebounded the ball pretty well too. So a lot of people high on him. And but the guy that is really the most intriguing player in the draft is Chet Holmgren, Rob. The 7-footer from Minnesota, played with Jalen Suggs in high school. And Suggs, of course, is with the Orlando Magic, Rob, and there's talk of them uniting them, you know, high school teammates. And
Did they win state championship?
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they won like four straight.
Those two combined for two.
Yeah,
right,
yeah.
Right.
Minnesota's actually, you know, producing some really good players now. But, yeah, they won state, and a lot of talk about, you know, they want their chemistry together and so on and so forth. What do you know? I mean, have you seen much of Chet Holmgren?
Yeah, just a little clips. I haven't watched any games. Not enough. I always stay away from evaluating people, Chris, that I really haven't watched enough tape on. Other than, you know, I hear a lot of the stuff people are saying about him. I'm reading some things, and I have seen some clips. I'm always a little leery, and I don't know why. Maybe because of the history of the league. But, you know, right, like, might work, might be a star, might not work. It's just such a crapshoot, and it's not just a thing against Holmgren. It's not.
Chris, right, you see, don't know.
See, you just don't know, and right, and you want to be careful because you're hoping you're not getting a first overall pick anytime soon again, so you want to get it right, and teams have not gotten it right. And I get it. It's not an exact science. We don't know, Chris, who makes the transition from one league to the other.
Right.
In college, there's so much fodder. Players who are not of that ilk and not of that skill set that you play against.
Right.
And you dominate. And then you get to the NBA and everybody can play. Everybody.
Yeah, there's no doubt. And I saw some of this kid in high school. When I first saw him, I was amazed. I mean, Rob, he is a 7-footer who handles the ball like a guard.
I've seen the video where he drives past a player, right, with his handle, Chris.
There's a video of him shaking up Steph in some,
and then going to the basket, you know, like a piece of cake, like get out of my way.
Right. And I watched him against, you know, all-star teams in high school, and he's bringing the ball. It wasn't just like a nice move on the wing. He could bring the ball up to some degree. And Rob, the only thing I see that is a red flag is his size, his incredibly thin frame. Yeah, he's 7 feet tall, 195 pounds.
So you weigh more than
you can imagine. How I'm about the same, to be honest, about the same as him. And he averaged 14 points a game, second on the team. Didn't shoot the had led the team in field goal percentage for the guys that played a lot, 61%. Shot 39% from three. Rob, he led him in rebounding. He can shoot it. He can handle it. He can block shots. You think, right? He's not just one of these soft guys that can't block shots. Now, he's tiny as far as his frame, but he's got an inner toughness in that I've seen him in the post guarding guys or going against guys who are obviously bigger than him as far as their frame, and he holds his own. So he's a tough kid mentally. I don't know, if his body can handle it physically. That's really the one. To me, Rob, that's the one question. That's it. But that's a big question. And he was asked, here's something. I'll see if you like this, how you feel about this. But he was asked, Rob, who is the best player in the NBA? This was just a few days ago around the time of the draft lottery. Here's what he said.
Best player in the NBA, in your opinion?
Myself in 2 months.
Myself in 2 months.
I just threw up in my mouth. Chris, really? I get it. You want to be confident. You want to say, hey, I would love to be the greatest player when it's all said and done in my career. I love all that. I'm going to work hard. My goal is to be the best player in the league. That, if he would have said that, I love it. My goal is to be the best player in the league. Whether it takes me 10 years or my entire career, right. I want people to think I was the best who ever played in that game. Love it.
Right.
Me in 2 months, stop it. I just can't. I'm afraid of this kid.
I agree with that, Rob. I agree with practically every word you just said. If you say it for the future, that's your goal. I can one day become, that's okay. In 2 months, it'll be me. Or me in 2 months, to be exact. That smacks of arrogance and disrespect instead of self-assuredness and confidence. And I know he's confident, obviously, but it's spilled over to being cocky. And beyond cocky, because there is no way, I don't care how good you are, no way in God's green earth you're going to be the best player in the NBA in 2 months. No way you're going to be the best player in the NBA next year.
It ain't possible.
Right. And some people have said they like it. Oh, Larry Bird said it after three practices, he knew he was going to dominate the NBA. And that's a true story. Well, Larry Bird also was 23 years old. This kid had an NBA body. This kid is 18, 19, but he's 1 year removed from high school and does not have an NBA body.
And it's going to be pushed around.
Yep. And what did we see last year? And it wasn't his fault. But when LeVar Ball was running his mouth, my son going to be better than is better, right? Same thing, is better than Steph Curry.
They came for him.
Is better than, everybody else in the league. What, Rob, you said it. We were at the game, weren't we?
We were at the game, game one. His first game ever, Patrick Beverly picked him up at 94 feet, Chris, right?
That wasn't from anything that he said. It was because of his dad.
It's your dad ran his mouth.
Yep. And Rob, this kid's put a target on his back. I like him. I'm pulling for him, Rob. I would love to, for several reasons. I'm just going to keep it real. That's what we do. I would love to see this kid become a superstar for many reasons. One is that he's got a unique game. I mean, for as much as we've seen from Kevin Durant, as much as we've seen before him, Dirk Nowitzki, a 7-footer shooting threes and all that, this kid you know, and not at this age, we haven't seen a 7-footer handle it like him yet, block, be a force at the rim blocking shots. And I mean, he's got, it would be exciting because of the way he plays if he became a truly great player. And then, Rob, I've said it before, I'd love to see a white American star, superstar. We had Marty called in last night. He said he'd love to see a white American kid play with the swagger of Luka.
Right.
We got white stars, but they're all from Europe.
Right.
Jokic, nope. Luka. I mean,
it's been a while. It's been a while in the NBA.
The last one was probably Stockton, right? John Stockton.
Star. Yep, John Stockton.
Superstar. Probably. Last superstar. And so I would, for that reason as well, Rob, I'd love to see it. So I'm pulling for the kid, but I didn't like the comment.
Yeah, I'm not pulling against the kid, I want you to know, but I didn't like the comment. I just thought it's a little, Chris, I don't know, immature, naive, arrogant, like a couple things. Like, why would you put that out there?
Yeah, it is also naive, you're right.
Right? A little naive, like, why would you do that? You know what? You know players heard that, right? You're going to be the best player in 2 months?
I mean, right.
Okay. Right. Yeah, we got you.
Who else is coming to the league saying that?
Nobody. I
remember LeBron 2003. I don't remember the exact. I know you remember they had him and Carmelo on at the draft lottery. And LeBron, I don't know if he was asked who would win in a game of one-on-one between you and Melo or who's better, but it was something to that effect. He said Melo. Now, he was being humble. I'm sure he thought he was the best player. But that's how you answer it.
Right. It's easy to say that and move on. Right?
Right. Right. I mean, so, like I said, I am pulling for him, Rob. I'm not neutral on him. I hope he can be great. But, you know, we'll see. And I do think he put a little extra bit of a target on his back. All right. Let's throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. What'd you think of Chet Holmgren's comments? What do you think of his future? Do you think this kid is the truth and he can become a star in the NBA? Your turn to win with the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Right now, you can win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. That's right. You can now turn $10 into $1,000 on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Prize Picks has something for every sports fan, from basketball and hockey to League of Legends and everything in between. With quick withdrawals, easy gameplay, and an enormous selection of players and stat types, it's easy to see why Prize Picks is the number one fantasy sports app. Just last week, I was strolling through the Prize Pick app during a commercial break, checking out the primetime basketball schedule for the night. I had been on a hot streak that week, so I figured, let me throw down $10 on a few guys and see what happens. And you know what? I turned $10 into over $200. Download the app today and use the code ODD for your first deposit match of up to $100. To get a first deposit match of up to $100, download the app today and use the code ODD. Pick more, pick less. It's that easy.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I have been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties, just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards, where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health 8 kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health 8 Kombucha today.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, on a funky flashback Friday, and we're brought to you by AutoZone. They have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service. And with more than 5,600 locations nationally, AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions apply. Get in the zone. AutoZone. All right, Rob. Warriors, our Mavericks out to a hot start, up 26-11 with about 4.5 minutes left in the first quarter. Doncic is hot.
Well, you knew it, Chris, they would come out. Like, this
yeah,
is
they're
a big
on
game.
Fire. And they're getting open looks, and they're making them. So they hit 6 of their first 9 threes. We'll see if they keep it up. 877-99 on Fox. Chet Holmgren, your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Justin in Tucson. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. It's been a minute since I've called in. First off, before I weigh in on Chet Holmgren, I want to say that you guys have been absolutely knocking it out this week. And I could listen to you guys talk hoops all day long, especially with Antonio Daniels. That guy dropped some serious knowledge. You guys are radio magic when you guys are all together, in my opinion.
Man,
thank you, man. We appreciate
it. That means a lot. We appreciate it, for real.
That said, let me weigh on to Chet Holmgren. He reminds me a lot, his game, of a player that was picked, I think, number 2 or 3 back in 2005, that also played against perhaps lesser competition, and it was an experiment. His name was Darko Milicic. And you might recall, he never grew into his potential, never grew into his frame, and inherited the name the Human Victory Cigar. So I agree with you guys when you say that he's going to be setting himself up. He's setting himself up for failure. So thanks a lot. I'll take your comments
off. Well, Rob, you got a little insight on Darko. You were in Detroit when he went to the Pistons.
Absolutely. And it was a combination. You know, Chris, I did when I tried out for ESPN, radio was with Doug Gottlieb. I think you know that.
Right. Yep.
And Doug played against Darko.
Over in Europe.
And Doug said he was the best 14-year-old player or 15-year-old player he had ever seen. And he was in the wrong situation, Chris. Like, he came to a good team. ready to win. They got Rasheed. Yep. And Larry Brown did not like the European style of basketball.
Yep.
Like, I mean, and I'm not saying Darko was...
Because he was an outside shooter, right?
That's what he was.
Shot jumper.
And
right.
Larry, you know Larry Brown, Chris. Nope, he didn't want it. Yep. Didn't want it.
Nah, and that's so true. You're right. Who knows what could have happened. Like you said, we can't say he would have become a star.
Star, I'm not saying
he just
that.
Never did, but you're right. Maybe in a different situation...
You
he
never know.
Blossomed, yeah.
And Doug played against him. You know what I mean? I still remember
doing
the show.
Everybody loved him. No, yep. Everybody loved him.
It was not like it was some crazy pick that
right.
Nobody thought he could play. Tim in Atlanta, you're on the iCouple. Sorry, Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's up, guys? What's going on?
What's up, Chill?
What's up, Newt? What's up? Hey, man, excuse me for calling in again this week, but when I heard that comment, I just started laughing to myself, man. I was like,
which one?
This kid, they're about to Chet Holmgren.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Do you not know you're going to be going against professionals? These
right.
are men, grown men. You
absolutely.
Better wake up and smell the coffee, man.
That's why I say it's naive,
it's
Tim. You know what I mean? Like,
exactly.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it was.
You have
it was
no
a bad
idea game. What you're about to get into, boy.
Right.
You have no clue.
You better be Michael Jordan if you're saying
he
something like that.
Be.
I mean, really, like you better come in killing people from day
and
one.
Chris,
killing
and
people.
And Chris and Tim, don't forget, Michael Jordan was frozen out in the All-Star game. So don't
right.
act like.
Exactly.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Exactly.
That shows you they hold grudges in the NBA.
No, they're going to be waiting for him, man.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
no,
he's going to get eaten alive.
Yeah.
Crazy.
All right,
thanks, Tim.
About it, fellas.
Taurus in Georgia. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What you got?
What's up, fellas? Listen, I have to agree with that last caller. It's naive of you to think that you can just. I mean, listen. You can be confident, but there's right. difference between being confident and cocky. And you sound a little bit cocky. Now, if you come in there and you know what I'm saying, do the whole, I guess you get like what Chris said, you got to be Jordan. And I mean, you gotta come out and show because people are going to be coming up with your heads. They don't forget yep. stuff in the NBA when it comes to things like that. Remember when Lonzo first came in the league? And I'm not saying LeVar had to talk him up, but when Lonzo came in the league, they ate him alive. That first game against Pat
yes.
Bev,
yep.
boy,
Chris
boy,
and I were at that
up.
Game. Yep.
You
no
know what
question.
I'm saying? So it's not like, you know, don't talk that smack. You know, keep it, just tone it down just a little bit. Just a little bit. That's it.
Because you already want to put rookies in their place, right?
Right.
Especially
like,
ones that are highly touted. And now he's just made it even worse.
No doubt. Thanks, Taurus, for the call. Obi in L.A., you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. How you doing? What's up?
Afternoon, gentlemen. I just want to say that, you know, one of the things that we love about your show is the intelligence that you guys bring every day. And it's just a glorious thing to listen to you guys talk. Sports. That's
thank
I wanted
you.
To
thank
that
you,
out
man.
First.
Thank you.
For real.
Yes, thank you.
So, but I agree with you, Chris. Yeah, it would be great for another American white player for the NBA. It would be great for the marketing in the NBA. It'd be a really good thing. But this kid's going to be Keith Van Horn. And we've seen this before. Mm. We've seen guys like this who come out highly tutored a little bit, hope that he's the next Larry Bird, but ends up washing out. He's going to be Keith Van Horn. Guys, have a great weekend. Thank
That's
you again for taking
nice...
my call.
Yep. That's a really nice Rob comparison.
Yeah, that might
now,
be
obviously
it. Because Keith Van Hill wasn't terrible, Chris. He just
Rob,
wasn't the star that they wanted him to be.
Rob, his first couple years, I mean, he looked every bit like he was going to be a superstar. I actually remember one game Sunday, a Sunday afternoon game.
Did you
game.
Cover him? Was he with the
I
Nets?
I covered him when he was with the Nets.
Okay,
and
I didn't know if you did.
What I believe happened, because Hubie Brown had put him on like his top 10 players to watch, you know, as superstars in the future. And there was no reason to believe Van Horn wasn't going to do it. Rob, his first 3 years, he averaged overall about 20 points a game, 20 points, 8 rebounds a game. I covered him when he was with the Nets
right.
his second year, right? And I believe firmly what happened to Keith Van Horn was his best years. Sam Cassell was the point guard. And Sam Cassell loved Keith and had his back and fed him, made sure he got his. Jason Williams, remember the one that went to jail?
Yep.
He loved Keith. You remember,
I covered him at St. John's. I know Jason Williams.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, Jason was a great rebounder, a tough guy in the league, and he had Keith's back. And then the Nets traded Cassell for Stephon Marbury, and Marbury got there. And I think Marbury felt like, you know what, this kid ain't as good as I thought he was. I was just playing with Kevin Garnett. This kid ain't all that. And he didn't have confidence in Keith, and it showed. And I really think, now you can blame this on Keith because he got to be mentally tougher, but I think the fact that Marbury just basically thought he wasn't that good really hurt Van Horn, and he never really was the same. Now, again, that might sound simplistic to people, but Van Horn loved Marbury before they played together. He said that's the one point guard he'd love to play with, and that point guard gets there, and he's like, dude, after a few weeks, this dude ain't all that. And that, I think that's what hurt him. You know, it, obviously, you got to get past that. But that's not a bad comp, Rob, because you remember Van Horn.
Yeah,
he did
definitely
have some great games, years, and he had some good skills for that time. I mean, he wasn't bringing the ball up court, but he had perimeter skills for a 6'10 player at that time. So
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Mic check. Mic check.
Do you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game? What's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. And let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Guys, I need you all to listen up for this huge announcement. I've been tracking the leaderboards every day, keeping my eye on the scores, putting all of my heart into it, and I'm super pumped to announce I'm finally on top. That's right. Obviously, I'm talking about the hit mobile game Monopoly Go. You've probably heard of it. It's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's a great mobile twist on classic Monopoly. You can play anywhere, anytime. You explore hundreds of Monopoly boards from Las Vegas to Camelot to the moon, all while raking in a huge fortune. Charge rent on the iconic properties just like classic Monopoly. You can charge your friends rent on your iconic properties or go after their Monopoly money by pulling bank heists and taking wrecking balls to their landmark. But my favorite part is the leaderboards where you can see who's a Monopoly tycoon and who's going bankrupt. So go get yourself on the charts. Download Monopoly Go now free on the App Store and Google Play.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Rob, let's go quickly to baseball. And we all remember last year the controversy over the spider tack, right? That Gerrit Cole was using and basically said most guys are using it. We've been using it. And this year, early on, a lot of batters were being hit. And you still had a good number of being hit, but it's about in line with what it's been over the last 5 years or so. And obviously, guys have been using spider tack over the last 5 years. But if you go back a few decades, guys weren't getting hit as much as they are now. A lot of people blame the, you know, more bullpens, you know, bringing in these hard throwers that might not have as much control, and just guys relying on, you know, the sticky stuff, if you will. But now the sticky stuff is gone. And remember a few weeks ago, Buck Showalter, manager of the Mets, called for them to start allowing the pitchers. He said spider tack was too far. All right, that's gone overboard. But he said there should be something to, like, a towel on the mound
but that evens it out, right? A rosin bag.
He said the rosin bag doesn't do as much, particularly when it's cold.
But that's,
you know,
what they use forever, though. You know that, the rosin.
Right.
I used to pitch. And it would help you with gripping the ball, Chris. I didn't throw 100 miles an hour, but I'm just saying the rosin bag. But what does
Buck think? Well, he wants them to use something like maybe a rag at the mound, something where it would be even. Like the league approves of some type of level of stickiness, whatever, you know, whether that's a spray, something on a towel, whatever it is, but that pitchers can, you know, rub on the mound to just grip the ball. And then, you know, obviously he feels like players won't get hit as much, batters. What are your thoughts on that? Because his players as well with the Mets, he said, you know, some have had trouble gripping the ball.
Yeah, I mean, I've heard some of that. I don't know if it's the early, you know, weather, Chris. You know, it's harder to grip
when
it's cold.
That's when it's worse, right. At the beginning and the end of the season.
Right, those are the times at most. But you brought up Gerrit Cole. You remember he was the big one who got kind of busted about the whole thing,
right?
Pleaded the fifth when he was asked directly, did he use spider tack or what is it called? Spider tack?
Spider tack, yeah.
Gerrit Cole this year, Chris, now supposedly he's not using it, right?
Right.
4-0 with a 2.89 ERA.
Yeah. Well, remember last year, I mean, after he struggled initially,
he got it together.
You know, he got found. Right. So, you know, he's a legitimate pitcher in his own right. Right. He's a good pitcher, a great pitcher, and he's showing it right now that it wasn't just the tack. And so, but I don't know. It seems like maybe it's died down a little bit, all the controversy about, you know, using some type of sticky stuff.
But the only problem is if the league does that, you know, people can always push the envelope. Okay. We can use something now. You know what I mean? And then what's on that towel? Do we need the umpires to come out and check the substance on the towel? I think baseball did it for a reason because it had gotten out of control. It really had.
So you sound like you don't want something. You just said it as it is.
The numbers you just said, Chris, the numbers aren't astronomical about guys getting hit. They're on par. So what's the difference? Like, if you told me it had jumped up to one more batter a game or something, you know what I mean? Or one more batter, 0.1 more, then maybe we could take a look at it. But the numbers are on par to when they were using spider tack, so it doesn't make sense to change anything. I think baseball should leave it where it is.
You mentioned the Yankees, and obviously they're playing terrifically, and so is the other New York team, the Mets, first place in their division. But Scherzer's gone down. Obviously, DeGrom hasn't been back, and he'll be out for a little while longer. Are you – do you know, the Mets have had a history, obviously not every year, but, a history of starting strong and then, falling off.
Last year, Chris, that happened again?
Right.
This team is better. I really do. The moves that they made, and Francisco Lindor's obviously – over his New York sticker shock from first year, and dealing with New York and the media. You remember he flipped off the fans last year. It was so bad.
Right.
I think this team is good. And if they can steady the ship and hold on, Scherzer being out for 2 months is terrible. I mean, it's just the bad luck.
Rob,
but that's what happens when you
I just wonder how much you're going to be able to count on him. Obviously, he's great,
but his age. But you couldn't count on him for the Dodgers in the playoffs last year. Remember, he had
the
dead arm.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, I don't know, man. I'm afraid of his age, bottom line.
Yep. And that's the problem when you pay pitchers, older pitchers, there's always a chance with injury or, a dead arm or something happening as they go on the season. So we'll see. But I do like this team. I don't think it's a fluke. I know they need Jacob DeGrom back. I don't know what the timetable is, Chris, but if they can at least get him back, because they've done all this without him, but I don't know how much they can hold on with both of them gone out of the rotation.
Right. All right, it is the iCouple, Chris and Rob. One segment left in a funky flash back Friday. You know what to do. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right. It is The Odd Couple. DJ Alex Teicher on the ones and the twos.
The walrus of love right there. Come on, Barry White.
You know, he was the first biggie, Rob.
Big time.
Right? I mean, Biggie had the same, lover man persona despite being, huge, And that's how Barry White was, obviously. Just one did it singing, one did it rapping.
Yep, but Barry White was just, what a voice and all of those kind of like romantic, sexy, sounds.
Yeah,
I love Barry White, no doubt. The late great.
Oh yeah, nah, Barry White, definitely great. All right, if you're a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company, and that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. You can learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Rob's story out today on ESPN. That the Lakers have narrowed their coaching search down to a few guys. I don't know if these are the only two, but among their finalists are Darvin Ham, who's been an assistant with the Milwaukee Bucks under Mike Budenholzer. Obviously, he helped them win the championship a year ago. And Terry Stotts, the longtime coach, coached in Portland for 9 years, Damian Lillard and C.J. McCollum helped them reach a Western Conference final. I don't know if there's anybody else being considered, but it seems like those two appear to be the front runners right now. Your thoughts?
What happened to Mark Jackson?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I mean, it's unfortunate because I think – I'm going to be honest. Out of all these names, Kenny Atkinson – Adrian Griffin, who's an assistant with the Toronto Raptors. Atkinson, of course, coached the Nets. And Mark Jackson. I think Mark Jackson is the best candidate. I think he's a guy that the players will respect. He's a guy that has obviously coached before and done well. I think he'll emphasize defense and offense. But, he just can't seem to get a job in this league as a coach anymore.
I'll tell you one thing. I would give Darvin Ham a chance. He's paid his dues, Chris. Terry Stotts. Stotts it! I'm just not. I can't do it. I'm serious. Like. Oh, sorry, Alex. Give somebody a chance to build like a new coach, because there's nobody out there that has that resume, Chris. All the guys with championship rings have jobs, so you're giving somebody an opportunity instead of a retread. Darvin Ham sat there. He was on a team. Normally, they'd bring assistants from winning situations, right, and winning organizations, Chris. Yep. Why not give him a chance?
You know what, Rob? I agree with you.
And you?
Terry, yeah, I do. Terry Stotts, I mean, if it's down to these two.
Right, if it's just
like
these
I said,
two,
I would
right.
say Mark Jackson. But if it's down to these two, I'm going with Darvin Ham. Terry Stotts is a good coach. But – is he a championship coach? I mean, I haven't seen anything to tell me that. And if I'm the Lakers, I'm only hiring a championship coach or somebody I think can become that. And the problem that Terry's teams always had in Portland, Rob, was they couldn't defend. No defense. And that's why they didn't go but so far in the playoffs. Now, you can talk about the personnel, fine, but it was 9 years of really good offensive teams and poor defensive teams for the most part. And so, Rob, we saw how bad the Lakers were defensively a year ago. And I know they're old. I mean, hopefully for their sake, they're going to make some changes to the roster. But I get that they're old and they're only going to probably be so good defensively. But you've got to have a coach that knows that end of the floor and will emphasize it. I agree with you on Ham in that he has paid his dues. He's been an assistant on a great team that won a championship. He's a former player.
He was in Detroit, Chris.
Yep.
He was in Detroit doing that. He is very good. I know Darvin a little bit. You know what I mean?
I do too. I do too. And I like him. And Rob, look at these assistants and what they've been able to do in the league. Willie Green. I'm talking about former players who became,
right. yep.
you know, who went to be assistant coaches and then became head coaches. Willie Green, excellent job in New Orleans. Monty Williams, excuse me, excellent job in Phoenix. I know there's more that I'm missing. Taylor Jenkins wasn't a player, but he's done, you know, an assistant, done a great job in Memphis. Jason Kidd, Rob, this is his third go-round. But he's doing a phenomenal job in Dallas. And they're routing the Warriors right now, Rob, 53-34 midway through the second quarter.
I'm not totally shocked. Not totally shocked.
Well, look,
maybe by
they're
that
hitting
score,
shots, right.
But they're
hitting
shots.
But they
shots. Play poorly in game one, and you have to just kind of shake it off and just hope that you'll play better. That's all.
Yeah, they're hitting shots, and Luka's playing terrifically. So he's getting his, and the other players are getting theirs as well. But yeah, Rob, that's the route I would go. And this tells you too, I mean, they are doing this for the most part, I would say, independently of LeBron. Because they're not just picking a guy that's already, like a Doc, to me, a Doc Rivers hiring, obviously he's not available. But if that, a hire like that, Rob, would have been like, okay, it just would have looked like somebody LeBron wanted to me.
Right.
And, you know, like
there's
a guy
no way
you
LeBron
think right
wanted
away
Darvin Ham.
Right. And I'm sure he doesn't have anything against him.
No.
But I doubt he's thinking young rookie coach, right?
Not
Ty
in year
Lue
20.
Is another one. Right. Ty Lue is another one. Right. Who's done a great job. Assist, you know, player who became an assistant. And I think Sam Cassell, Rob, he'll be another
he's another guy.
Once
Chris.
He gets his shot, he could do a good job.
He's been out there for a long time putting in assistant coaching duties, and
yep.
he deserves a shot, man. It's at some point. Why not?
I agree. I totally agree. So I don't know. That'll be interesting, but I Darvin Ham of those two is the guy I would go with. All right. It is the iCouple signing off on a funky Flashback Friday. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Subscribe to the podcast. Download it. Leave us 5 stars and a comment. And do yourself a favor and enjoy the heck out of this weekend. All right? Keep it locked here on Fox Sports Radio. Mike Harmon, Jason Smith. Fire's on the way.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Tired of restless nights? At Leesa, we know good sleep is essential for mental, physical, and emotional health. From memory foam mattresses to hybrids that keep you cool all night long, Leesa's mattresses offer exceptional comfort and support with free delivery and 100 nights to try out your mattress in the comfort of your home. For a limited time, save up to $700 off select mattresses plus two free pillows. Go to leesa.com/iHeart for an additional $50 off mattresses and select goods. Exclusions apply. See leesa.com for more details.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful fingersticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take more control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.
At JCPenney, fashion counts for everybody and every body. The weather is getting warmer, and it's time to swap my winter layers for fun, vibrant, and cool clothing. With so many fun things happening this spring, like Mother's Day and the Wind Down Tour, it's hard to find great-looking clothes that fit you just right. That's why I love JCPenney. JCPenney has so many stylish and comfortable options for so many different body types. I've been blown away by their selection, and everything hugs my body in all the right spots. Refresh your wardrobe this spring with style that gets you. Something to wear that fits your favorite moments of the season at prices that feel just as good. Discover brands that get you and put style and comfort first, like Worthington and Liz Claiborne for her, each in women's petite and plus sizes. Here, spring comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. JCPenney, make everybody count.